Welcome back to another exciting episode of Screaming True Show. Got my co-host.
Hey, everyone.
And my puppy right here.
Beke.
For Pequeño.
You wanted to be on camera today.
And we're doing video today. This is on Spotify and YouTube.
This is our first time doing video too. Yeah. Just wanted to try something new.
So you get to see how ugly Arlene really is.
Because eventually we want to do video. Like, we want to have like a nice studio and stuff and like do a video.
Yeah. So this is the beginning. We're all coming up together. And we're sponsored by Electrolyte, Pedialyte.
Guys, I'm home. I can't talk today. I'm hungover, so
you having a stroke?
I'm drinking electrolyte. I couldn't think. I had a brain fart.
But it's October, getting closer to Halloween, and as you know, me and Arlene love scary movies.
And Halloween, that's like my second birthday.
I thought it was Thanksgiving.
Oh man, I can't wait for Thanksgiving.
Because you love to eat.
I do.
She makes two turkeys, guys. But yeah, let's talk about our five top favorite scary movies or horror movies, Halloween movies, whatever you want to call it.
Starting.
You start. You look at me all like, what do I do?
You said we're starting from like the fifth, like mm-hmm. all the way until one.
Mm-hmm.
My fifth one would be Jeepers Creepers, the first one. I only like the first one. Because I think it's creepy how he like chases them, you know, in the car.
That was.
It's creepy.
And it starts off intense, just like that. By the way.
Yeah, and then like I don't know, it's just more scarier than the second one. The second one's good, but like the first one just hits different. And then like the fourth one, I would say the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the movie. But I think the beginning one. Have you seen the beginning one?
Yeah. Is that the one with Jessica Biel?
No, that's the one before that. The beginning, that's the one. The actress that comes out in the Fast and Furious movie. I forgot her name. Yeah, but it's like that movie. I used to watch it when I was a little kid and like it traumatized me.
Traumatized.
Yeah, it was just like, it was just crazy, but it's a good movie. And the third one, what would the third one be? Oh, the Halloween movie, the one with Rob Zombie.
Oh, the remake. Rob Zombie remake.
I love that one because it just, like, explains more, like, when he was a kid and everything. And I don't know. I just love that movie so much.
They do deep dive into it. And it's more violent, too.
It is, huh? And then the second one would be Smile, the movie that just came out last year. Smile. I mean, it's not that scary, but it has, like, some creepy parts. And, like, I don't know. It just, like, creep me out when they were like smiling and then like, you know, like the whole demon stuff. And I just didn't like the ending though.
That was a really fucking good movie, especially nowadays. Like, they don't make good movies nowadays. Like,
they don't. And then my first movie, like the one that's like my favorite like right now, is Barbarian. It also came out last year.
It's good.
But I really like that one because it's like a plot twist. Like, it has, like, a different story, and you're not expecting that. Like, you thought the bad person was, like, someone else. But then, like, once you watch it more, like, if you go, like, dude, it's, I don't know, it's kind of creepy. I mean, it's not scary either, but it's just, like, the person that comes out is creepy, and it just has a different story.
It's a really good story. It's a really good movie. And it had a funny part.
Oh, it did have funny parts, too, and nasty, kind of. I don't know. I'm just kind of hoping that they would come out with another one, like explaining more. But I don't think they're going to make another one because they did explain some stuff, huh?
They could explain more. And I mean, there could be more monsters because.
Yeah. You know.
I like the part when he's like, baby. And then that thing made the guy suck her dirty ass titty.
Ew, that was gross. That shit was creepy.
Yeah, Barbarian was really good, and Smile. Yeah, nowadays they don't make very good horror movies, but they did a really good job with those. And but you're not gonna like my favorite horror movies.
Oh my god,
because they're old.
Let me guess, Jason. Jason, yeah. Movies, the old ones.
So I say my number five would be Friday the 13th.
Which one?
The reboot, 2009.
That's 2007 Kano or 2000. That's my favorite one.
Yeah.
Like when they go to Crystal Lake and then like, oh yeah, that's a good
one. So the Friday the 13th, there's like 10, 11 if you count Freddy versus Jason. But, and they're really slow, right? Like the first one, Jason doesn't come out. He doesn't do the kills. It's his mom, right? Spoiler alert. The second one, he comes out. Oh no, actually the first one, he comes out the very end, but he doesn't do the kills. Second one, he comes out, he has like a potato sack over his head. The third one is where he actually gets the hockey mask that he's known for, right? And so in the reboot, the 2009 or 2007 one, mm-hmm. they actually got the first four and made them into one movie.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I never seen the old movies. Like, I don't like old movies. It depends. Like, I have to get, like, into it. But I really like the remake.
Yeah, they did really fucking
good. It was, like, good.
And my fourth one, I would say Evil Dead 2.
Is that the one we saw, 2013, or which one?
That's the remake.
You mean the old one?
Yeah, the old one's from the 80s. And you wouldn't like it because you're like, that's an old movie. Yeah.
I don't know. The Evil Dead movies are good, but they're just too bloody.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, yeah. God damn it. Like, I saw the one you showed me, the remake, and then the new one that came out, what, like this year?
Yeah, we saw that in theaters.
Oh my God, that shit was like, it was good, but I'm like, damn, that's too much blood.
They're so gory, huh?
Yeah, I'm just like, fuck.
But one thing the remake didn't do is the original, it's that same gore and blood, but it's like funny too. It's a comedy, like stupid funny.
Like it has some comedy into it?
Yeah, like it's stupid funny.
Oh my God.
Like goofy, like 80s, like slapstick. They call it slapstick humor because it's like stupid, like Scary Movie.
Like, oh my God, I love those movies. Have you guys seen the Scary Movies, like with the funny ones? With what's her name? Anna Harris comes out.
Mm-hmm.
As Cindy.
And the guys that made those movies, the brothers.
Williams? No.
Wayne's brother.
Wayne's, yeah, something.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Saw Man number three. Terrifier.
Which, oh no.
The first one. The second one was worse.
No.
Oh my God.
Guys, that was bloody too. The second Terrifier, oh my God. That shit was disgusting. I had to close my eyes and stuff. Don't even mention some parts because I'm just like, dude, it was like so gross. Like, oh my God. The whole movie was like disturbing. Like, I don't know. Like, the first one was good, but oh. Terrifier is good. He's creepy, but they're not my favorite movies. Like, they're kind of gross.
It's because Arlene doesn't like gore.
This is her.
Don't tell me what's happening. Don't tell me.
Like, I don't, but there's some movies that I could watch. Like, the Wrong Turn movies, they have some gory into that. But, like, the Terrifier, the second one, that was disgusting. It was just like, oh.
Yeah,
don't even. I think you already know what part has me on, like.
Yes, the one with the bed.
Yes, no.
And he rubbed salt on it.
Yeah, that shit was gross. Oh my God.
Disgusting.
And I seen it before by myself with my boyfriend. And like, I didn't finish watching it because I was like, no. And then Chewy was like, oh, let's watch it. So he forced me to watch it again. I was like, oh, fuck.
I mean, listen.
It was good, but it was disturbing and gross.
Yeah, if you love gore, Terrifier 2. That's a movie for you. It's over the top gore, and they have really good special effects as well.
And the Terrifier, he's creepy looking.
And he's funny.
Yeah, like, he's creepy.
He'll be, like, chopping their arm off, and he's laughing to himself. He's like...
For real? Oh, my God. And is it called Clown the Art, huh?
Art the Clown.
My bad, guys. I'm like... Still drunk from last night. I don't know what I'm saying. Yeah, Art the Clown.
That's Art the Clown. And I remember we're watching the movie and she's like, what's his name? As he's drawing art with blood on the wall. It says Art.
Ew. Like when he drew his name with shit on the first one. And they kicked him out. He was at a pizza place, huh? He did that in the bathroom. I was like, oh my God.
I love when he's at the store and that girl's paying, that the Halloween store and that girl's paying, and he's just
sick. All creepy fucking with her.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's your third one?
That was number three.
Now what's your second?
Second is Halloween Kills.
Wait. The one before the one where he burns the firefighters some shit? Yeah.
So it's the Halloween reboot. Came out in 2018-19. So it's a sequel to that, Halloween Kills. It
started intense.
And yes, right?
All violent.
So look, Michael Myers in. Michael Myers. And but I like that movie a lot. Like, I like the Halloween movies. Rob Zombie ones were really good, except for the second one.
Oh yeah, the second one, no.
But the Halloween Kills, I think that's the one where they make him look the most brutal.
And I love his mask on that.
Yes, all burnt.
Yeah.
And I love when he walks out of the burning house like a bad motherfucker, dude. And he fucks them up.
Aw, I know. I wish I could say the same about the last one. They fucked it up.
Yeah, Halloween Ends. Then, yeah, they made him a badass in Halloween Kills. And then Halloween Ends.
They made him like a weak-ass nigga.
Yeah, he's a little bitch. They took his mask.
Then it was all about the other guy instead of him. Like, ugh.
Yeah. I saw, like, kind of like the direction they were going in. Like,
nah, I did. I was like...
Like, maybe the whatever was haunting Michael and making him an evil was going to go to that guy, you know?
Yeah, but it made no sense.
Because that guy dies. So, like, yeah, it made no sense. And then the whole thing about Halloween is that Michael Myers, he's a man that's a fucking psycho killer. But after, you know, the sequels go on, he's more than a man because he gets shot, he gets stabbed.
That don't die.
Exactly, he don't die, right? And so the psychologist, Dr. Lambert, the psychologist.
Is that the new one?
Or? Well, he's in all of them, the psychologist. Dr. Loomis, yeah. He says Michael's more than a man. He's evil. He is the embodiment of evil. And that's why he can't die. And the more he kills, the stronger he gets. And that's what I love about Halloween Kills is they kind of touched on that. Because, dude, he killed so many fucking people. And at the end, the whole town beats him up. They shoot him, stab him. And he gets up and fucks all of them up at the end.
I love Michael Myers. Like, if he was real, like, if I saw him in the corner just standing there, I would go give him a hug.
Then he stabs you. We're friends, right?
I love Michael Myers. Like, oh, my God. He's, like, he's my favorite character of, like,
by the way, you look like you would be a victim in those movies.
I do.
Getting blonde with pink shirt.
Like the one when she has to choose like from a banana, knives and all.
A grenade.
And she grabs the banana. And then she goes to the other side where it says dead or alive. Or
yeah. Fucking live dead. Or die.
Yeah. She's all like modeling, running.
That'd be you. That'd be you.
Fuck you.
And then you get Mike.
I could run, unlike you.
Oh, fuck you.
You can't run, guys.
I could roll. That'd be faster. Be like, let's roll, Autobots.
Ew.
But yeah, Halloween Kills. Love that movie. Brutal as fuck. And Halloween 3 was the only Halloween movie that didn't have Michael Myers.
I didn't see that.
They have...
What's the point?
So what they wanted to do was every Halloween movie was going to be a different Halloween story. Mm. And so they tried that with Halloween 3. You know, it was they made these masks. There was like a witch, a pumpkin, and a skull. And it possessed the kids to do evil things, right? People didn't like it because it didn't have Michael Myers, which I understand. But in Halloween Kills, they showed those three masks.
They do?
They gave props to that old movie.
I don't remember.
Yeah, when they're in the playground, these trick-or-treaters have those masks and he kills them.
What?
So they play homage to the OGs. And but my number one absolute favorite, guess it.
It's an old one, huh?
Yes.
Isn't that Hellraiser, is it?
No.
It's
The Thing. Yeah, you got it. The Thing.
I'm all like.
The one with 1983 with Kurt Russell.
I like the remake.
The remake was good too. But dude, that one, like, it's such an old movie and the special effects.
It's gross too, huh?
Yeah, it's really, that's why you don't like
it. I like the story of it though.
Yes, it really seeps into your paranoia, you know, and like makes you think who's who, right?
Oh my God.
Which is scary, right? You can't trust nobody. And, but it's so fucking gory and the special effects for those days is to this day is still scary.
Well, to you.
Okay, we're going to have to watch it.
Oh, I already seen it.
Okay,
I like the remake better.
She's gonna be like, oh, don't tell me.
It wasn't nasty to me. Like,
well, what scared me as a kid was when they put the dog in the kennel with the other dogs.
Oh yeah.
And he starts growing spider legs. He's like,
oh my god,
that was nasty.
We saw that. That's a nasty.
That scared me as a little kid. And the thing number one.
Damn, like what, like 40 years ago?
Yeah, 1983.
Fuck you.
40 years ago. Damn. I'm 36. I'm old. So what? You just turned 27.
Yeah.
Well, you act like you're older. You're all lame. You go to bed early.
I'm an adult.
Stupid. Wow. That was your best response. I'm an adult.
Whatever. Anyways, do you guys have any plans for Halloween? Like, are you guys gonna go to like any Halloween parties? Dress up.
Guess what I'm gonna be? I'm gonna wear a blonde wig and be this toxic ass bitch. If you guys see my TikToks, you know.
With red lipstick.
Yeah, should I wear lipstick?
Yeah, you're gay already. So
well, fuck you, asshole.
I'm gonna be a clown.
You are a clown.
Pennywise, fuck you. Pennywise, and then, well, I'm going to a Halloween party, then I'm going downtown, like, the weekend of Halloween, so I'm going to be an angel.
You're definitely not an angel.
I am.
You're far from an angel.
You should have been a devil, huh?
You are. Well, I mean, devils are angels that fell from the skies.
Yeah, it makes sense.
That's why you like hot showers, because it reminds you of the depths of a hell you came from. Cabrona.
Makes sense. I swear it makes sense.
But if you were to make a scary movie, horror movie, what would be your perfect horror movie? What's something that you see that movies lack that you wish had?
That I wish they had. I don't like that most movies, like not what they make on movies, like they don't go deeper into their stories. Like they don't go deeper, like how they became that, or like why they're doing that, or like, you know what I mean? Like I like movies that explain from the beginning, like why this happened, or like who is he and all this stuff. Like,
yeah, like Art the Clown, they don't explain what he is.
No, like he comes out in
Hallow's Eve,
something like that. Yeah, but like I didn't like it. It's kind of weird too.
Yeah. So if you guys didn't know, Hallow's Eve is a movie. Art the Clown is in there. And yeah, that's a spin-off of that movie, right?
Yeah.
The Terrifier.
Or like, I wish Jeepers Creepers, they had like, they explained more. Like, you know, was he a demon? Was he an alien? Like, how did he became that? Like, but they just fucked it up. After the second one, they just fucked it up.
Oh my God. And the remake, when you thought they couldn't make it any worse. They make the remake, yo.
Oh my. Me and Chewie watched it so we can laugh, because I was like, I could even make a better movie. Like,
he looked like DMX after he died.
He looked like homeless, huh?
He did.
Oh my God.
You know, one thing that horror movies had a lot back then, the classic slashers that they don't have nowadays, can you guess, early? Titties. Dude, so many horror movies.
I knew you were going to say that.
They used to have titties, bro. There's hardly any titties now in horror movies. Like, that's lame.
How is it lame?
Bring back titties. Free the titties.
You're fucking stupid. Sorry, excuse him. He's desperate as fuck.
Oh, you're the one that would go hug Michael Myers?
We're friends, right? He doesn't have real titties in real life, so like that's what he has to see like in movies. That's why he's asking
for that. Fuck you, asshole. Yeah, that's why I have to jack off. And somebody calls me when I'm jacking off, something interrupts me.
Gross.
But yeah, so we're actually gonna watch some horror movies right now. Any last words, Ronnie? We're friends, right?
No, I don't. Do you have any last?
Yeah, be safe. If you find any drugs in your Halloween candy, give them to your parents or me. I'll get rid of them.
The fuck?
You find any razor blades in your apples?
Oh my god, like that happens though. Like, I used to go trick-or-treating when I was a kid, and my mom was always like paranoid. She's like, don't eat that candy until I check it. I'm like, why? And then she's like, because people put stuff in it. And, like, I guess it's true, huh? Like, people, yeah. like, are evil. Like, what the
fuck? One thing I don't believe is that they say they give kids edibles, right? The THC edibles, the weed candy. But, dude, they're so expensive. Like, are you going to buy a pack of 10 gummies for $40 and then give it to kids?
I know, right? Might as well eat it yourself.
Facts, right? But, yeah, we're going to watch some horror movies. Arlene, thank you, Bestie, for coming back on.
Thank you for having me.
Love you, friend.
I do sometimes. I'm just kidding. I love you too.
See what I have to put up with? What an asshole.
Oh, I don't work.
That's the wrong button. Oh. yeah. See you guys next time.
Bye. Yeah. All right, listen.